Everybody, it is Motivation Monday. It is also, and I'm not going to give you any clues what we're going to talk about, it is spring training.
Woo woo!
And everybody...
Oh no, I left my coffee cup in the coffee machine.
Well, there you damn go, honey. Maybe, by some miracle...
It'll arrive.
You never know.
You never know.
We're in the service industry, and perhaps someone will decide to serve.
Oh, no. That moment you realize you need coffee and you left. How many of you leave your
coffee in
the coffee machine?
Here. Would you like some coffee?
No, I'm good.
Get your own fucking cup. So welcome, everybody.
Look at this. The amazing Nada. Thank you, Nada.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Oh,
man. Get her off the hook. Okay.
Oh, man.
So here's the deal.
There's no sound, Nada. There's no sound.
What do you mean there's no sound?
People are saying there's no sound. We are fixing the sound. Can you guys hear us now? Do-do-do-do. Let us know.
Sound on.
Oh, yeah. We are fixing the sound. No audio, says Tom. Okay, Tom, we are trying to fix the audio.
So let me know when we're on. I'm going to.
All right. We're getting a thumbs up from Alex, who says there are sound. Ken Smith says he can read lips. Wes Wyatt, sound is on. Woo! We love when shit works
so
around here.
So I already told Jen to get her own fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah, how many of you have done this? Like, I go to make a cup of coffee, and I'm so excited to drink it, and then I leave it in the coffee machine. I just did that, but Nada kindly brought it to me, but... But I just want to know, like, do you guys do that or am I the only
one? All right, so you're the only one. So welcome to Motivation Monday. This is the time when we can speak to you live about things that will affect your life, your sales life, your income, your career, and other things of importance to you, including your car payment. Which some of you are behind on right this moment.
And if you're joining us for the first time, this is our podcast that we do live on Mondays. This is our podcast, Sell or Die. It is the premier sales and personal development podcast.
On the planet.
That is correct. And you are?
Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto. And you are?
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of the best-selling book, Sales in a New York Minute. We're so glad you guys are here. We have some of our friends here, Tom, Kenneth, Wes, Glenn Build, hello, Chad. I mean, this is freaking awesome. Thank you guys for joining us.
Tons of people
live
this morning, and we're going to talk about something that will be near and dear to men's hearts and some women's hearts.
That's right.
It is the beginning of baseball season, and we just went two nights ago, literally, to the Charlotte Knights, our minor league team. They have a ticket giveaway. Or evening, for those of you who have bought season tickets, they have like a confab, a get-together, a meeting group, and they give you your tickets.
Yes.
But they also have great food, and there's entertainment, and Homer's there, and
it's so much
their mascot.
Fun. It's so much fun.
It's amazing. It's amazing more people don't do it.
And wait, it is.
Because I've had Panther tickets for 25 years, and they send them in the mail.
It's a great networking event where you can really meet some of the other, I don't want to call them fans because
they're fans,
but like you're not like a diehard fan of a minor league team. You're a fan of going to the game. You're a fan of having fun at the games. But like no one's like, oh my God, I hope the Charlotte Knights win tonight. Or if they don't, I'm going
to
be so, in such a bad mood.
What is this? No, we care. We care.
Yeah.
We don't care
if the Panthers win or lose, but we do care about the Charlotte Knights.
I care about the food and the people.
So here's the deal. I think that every professional sports team in this city is missing a huge opportunity by mailing out their season tickets, thereby preventing an opportunity for them to meet one another, network with one another. I mean, one of the people that I met at the networking event last year has literally become a business partner of ours.
Yes, for sure. And he has a show on our network. His name is Jeremy Fulkerson, and his amazing show is Hidden Stories with Jeremy Fulkerson. You should definitely go listen to his podcast.
And there's no reason why they would do this other than they're stupid.
But, like, we didn't know him. We met him for the first time last year at this event.
Right.
We were open to meeting people. We were, like, just totally hanging out. And that's what I mean. Like, the cool thing is this is a great networking event. And you have to start thinking about some of these events that you go to as well as potential as events where you can potentially meet new business partners.
All right, so today's talk is about baseball, and it is spring training, and I got my baseball shirt on from 1939. Which is when the...
Also the day Jeffrey was born.
Well, I was another 7 years, but that's a whole other thing. It is the opening day of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It is Ted Williams' rookie year. It is Joe DiMaggio's best year. It is the founding of Little League. It is the 100th anniversary of baseball. It is a very pivotal time in our society, and I got the shirt... Because I'm a fan. I'm a baseball fan. I can remember in May of 1954 when my dad took me to my first baseball game and I saw the Philadelphia Athletics play the Boston Red Sox and Ted Williams hit a home run. I'm a fan. And the purpose of the show today is not to talk about how much of a fan you are, although you already know if you are or you aren't. It's what are these baseball players doing to get ready for the season?
Yeah, for sure. And before we get into that, we have a question from one of our diehards.
Oh.
It's from the Sell or Diehards official Facebook group, to which we're going to link you to in the comments in case you're not yet a member.
Yeah.
And we'll link it in the show notes as well.
Got it.
But Alex, are you reading the question today?
Ooh. I think I'll take care of this one.
Oh, right, oh, snap.
Ooh,
all right. Darren writes, do you have successful experience around alternative comp plans, i.e., no quotas, team-based collaborative approaches, etc., versus the traditional sales and commission comp plans? Of note, he mentions, I'm a senior account manager in ERP software sales, which is a consultative sale to existing mid-market business customers. The sales can be very fast transactional sales of software and support to much longer / larger projects with multiple moving parts, phases, and detailed requirements.
Let me start out with that. I think that any collaborative commission process is bullshit. And it's like going up and singing karaoke in a group. You either sing karaoke or you don't. Because when you're in a group, no one can... Who's singing off key here? Oh, wait, it doesn't matter because everyone gets the same thing. No, this is not a socialistic society. This is a society where you make a sale, you earn a commission. Period.
So I... hate to agree with you, Jeffrey,
but
okay, number one, why on earth would you send two people to do the job that one person can do? I'm sorry, but that is idiotic, okay?
Unless one is an expert and one is the relationship.
It's like
builder.
A service person or whatever. Yes, but that is different than a team-based approach, which is normally two junior sales reps, okay? Get a rep armed with the right, I messed up.
Wait.
It's like our first note to silence all of your phones. And
no, put
I
away
didn't.
Distractions.
Yeah,
let's
but
let's
it's
put away all distractions.
It's ringing on my computer. It's ringing on my watch. It's ringing on my phone. Oy vey. Okay, so listen, let's go back to this for a second, okay? A team-based approach means that the two people who need to pair up don't feel confident to go out there on their own and do it themselves.
No argument with that.
Your job is to train them and equip them with the right information, the right tools, the right strategies so that they can do it. Why do you need two people to do the same job that one can do? That's just dumb, like business sense dumb.
That's just okay? our
Not
opinion,
only that,
but we're correct.
Hold on. This has really got me going this morning. Maybe it's the lack of coffee. I don't know what it is, but listen.
Someone brought you your coffee.
I know. Nada brought it. Thank you, Nada.
So here, your coffee. Just drink it and tone down. I think what Jen is saying is that everyone needs to be trained to make a sale and not lean on the other person to make a sale.
Yes.
As I stated earlier correctly, sometimes you need to tag team in order to be able to get all the information that the customer needs. They may need detailed information and relationship information. That's okay. Or you may want to bring your boss along to solidify a sale. But you certainly do not need a team of people to make a sale and share the commission when one person is going to be resentful that they made the sale and everyone else gets part of the deal.
Now, let me add to that, okay?
Please.
Your customer wants to have a relationship with you.
Right.
Okay? They don't need a relationship with you and Joe Schmo. They need a relationship with you. So why are you going to bring
Joe Schmo?
Yeah. Why are you going to bring in this other person? Now the customer's like, okay, so I have two people. Who do I call for what? Who's going to follow up with me? Who owns what? This is like a jump ball, okay? This is a bad idea. I am not for it.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to add, though.
Please.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's got this thing. Everybody's got that bad group project story in college. Like, everybody, there are like two or three guys that do the work.
You know, maybe I'm scarred from that.
You have every right to be. So
because
am I.
I was always the person.
Show us your scars, Jeff.
I was always the person that did the work. And then you have these other slackers in the group that earn the grade. That's not fair.
They dented Jen's credit card. Those bastards. No, you're totally 100% correct. The person who does the work should get, we don't have to say this.
Terms of Darren, in terms of our opinion, we're talking about for comp plans or with quota and whatever, traditional sales plans or a team-based collaborative approach.
Comp plan.
You heard it here first. Yeah. We are not for the team-based collaborative approach when you have two people selling the same shit on a team. That's like, have you ever heard of like these two entrepreneurs? You have your own sheets over there.
Steve Jobs and collaborative
projects. Yeah, you guys each have your own sheets that you're supposed to take notes on.
Don't touch my sheet.
No, yeah, we have notes that say let's put away all distractions, which I forgot.
Exactly.
But listen, have you ever been... I forgot where I was going with
this. Good. So let's get to our main topic today.
Jeffrey, before we get to our main topic, we need to talk about why we're answering these questions.
Oh, they're from the 2020 Sales Vision Facebook group.
No, so that was from our free group, the Seller Diehards official Facebook group that you can join for free and communicate with other people.
If you'd like your question answered and not be insulted, we have a different group.
No, I didn't mean to insult you. I just like to say it how it is. And Jeffrey likes to say it how it is too. In the 2020 Sales Vision Facebook group. We have almost 200 members. And what we do is we go live and we answer your questions and we give you specific advice that's for you and your industry and whatever it is you're selling and wherever you are right now. So
it's 20, 20, and 20 bucks a month.
That's right.
It's clear vision for 20 bucks.
It's like, 20. Dude. Yeah. I think Doug said this morning, like, if you can afford Netflix, then this should be like this is like an easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the doors are not open right now. We are so busy serving the members of the group, giving them information that they can use.
The doors.
We are opening them soon. But you can go right now to 2020salesvision.com and enter your name to be on the wait list, and you'll be notified as soon as Alex Vang, our master of digital marketing, opens those doors.
Alex Vang? You mean the great Alex Vang?
The great Alex Vang.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to get into spring training, but before we do, I want to make sure we're saying hi to Glenn from Canada, Edmund from Tirana, Albania. How cool is that? I know. Roger's here.
Is Tirana the capital of Albania?
You know,
Classify yourself.
I don't know. I went to a school where half my day was Hebrew and half my day was English, and they skipped out on certain things like geography.
Right. It sounds like it's the capital, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We've got Brian. We've got Farah. So, guys, thank you for joining
people from
us.
All over the world are here today. So
we are glad you're saying hey. Seth, what's up? Thank you for tagging your friends, and that's a great point. If you know other people that this show can help, please make sure you share it with them. Please make sure you tag them so that we can be helping them too.
So we're going to be talking about baseball, but it's not just about baseball. It's about spring training, and it's about getting in shape, and it's about doing the fundamental things that you need to do to get into sales shape. And most salespeople already think they're in shape, and they're making a huge mistake. They have a couple of years of experience. They don't renew themselves at all. See, spring training is a renewal. Some of these athletes have been playing baseball for 30 years of their lives. They still go to spring training. They still run laps. They still get into shape. They still hit balls in the batting cage. They still take fielding practice, and they still do calisthenics every single spring.
And we talked about this a little bit. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but on the episode with Alan Stein, which we'll link to you as well, we talked about keeping in shape with the fundamentals.
Yep.
And now we're going to give you our take and go much deeper into it.
I concur, Jen. Yeah. You start.
All right. So what are you doing? There's certain things you need to be doing, diehard you, to get back to your fundamentals. Okay? And we're going to talk about...
Not the basics, by the way. Fundamentals.
No. Well, let's talk about the difference.
Okay. The basics are something that happened 20 years ago. The fundamentals are something that may have happened 20 years ago, but it's also happening today. So 20 years ago, you may not have had email.
Mm-hmm.
But today, your fundamentals need to include email. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're... wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't need email. I don't need that social media crap. I don't need that Twitter crap, even though the President of the United States has 60 million followers.
Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he won an election based on Twitter.
Twitter, right.
Yeah, so did Obama. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. Like, people who say, I don't need Twitter, and then you look at, like, who's running the country, and they got there by Twitter.
Exactly.
It's amazing. All right, so let's talk about what some of the fundamental sales practices you need in order to be in sales shape.
Right. So let's look at number one. What is my reputation? When I walk into a customer's office, they're going to Google me. What are they going to find? And some salespeople say, well, they're going to just Google the company. No, they're not, dude. They're Googling you. If I'm going to spend an hour with you, I'm going to find out who the hell you are way before you walk into the meeting. I want to find out what you like and what you don't like, or I want to find out if you have any kind of social presence whatsoever. I'm going to look at your website. Well, I don't have a website. Right, I'm going to find that out. And so you're going to say, well, let me tell you a little bit about my company. When you walk in the door, I don't give a shit about your company. I only care about why you're here and how that's going to help me. So if that's not evident on your, and I'll give you an answer for that, just so we're not, you know, poking at it. You register your name.com tonight. And even
if you, Jeffrey, my name's Adam Smith, and that name's already taken.
Right. So you put the great Adam Smith, Adam Smith, the one and only Adam fucking
Smith.
Right, exactly. Adam Smith, damn straight. And you get .com, and then you write a one-page website on GoDaddy, which will sell you the name and the website, how I treat my customers, my philosophy for how I treat customers. That's all you need. Or maybe a second page with pictures of your kids. Or your car,
mm-hmm.
or something that will get you to let the person know you're human. Salespeople just don't do that. It's a differentiator. So you might walk into a sales meeting and the guy says, hey, I was on your website last night. You go, thanks. Yeah, I printed out your philosophy of how you treat customers. I've never seen that before. Right. There's a reason why you want to go the extra foot, not the extra mile, the extra foot. Where salespeople will go home, drink a fucking beer, and watch a stupid-ass television show and think they're ready for their next day. Like a fool.
Okay, so part of that fundamental would be prepping at night for the next day.
Aha!
Part of those fundamentals would be something we talked about in the 2020 Sales Vision Group yesterday. What are you doing on Sunday to prepare for your entire week? Part of those fundamentals would be, okay, think about like a baseball player who wakes up to go to a game, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they just wake up and like roll in and
He shows up like you do. You take a shower and you drink a cup of coffee and you go to the ballpark.
No. That baseball player, I guarantee it, has a routine that they do every single game day. Okay, if your Monday through Friday is sales game day, then what are you doing every morning?
To get ready and practicing the fundamentals of what it takes to win the game today. Well, when I was a kid, screw when you were a kid. I want to know what they're doing to win today. And if you can't win today, you need to change the game. You need to get out of what you're doing right now. And go do something that makes you happy.
So I've broken down the fundamentals into a couple of different categories, and I'm sure you can add to these, but then let's expand on them.
Okay.
So we've got morning routines.
Yeah.
We've got building connections like prospecting and networking. We have value attraction. We have sales integrity, like, Are you going to do what you say you're going to do, which includes following up and following through, yep. and we have preparation.
And I'm talking about we need to add a third sort of 0.5 category, mm-hmm. and that is game day. Mm. When you have a sales appointment and you're meeting with someone that can say yes to you,
mm-hmm.
that's an entirely different preparation process.
Okay, so let's go through that first.
What, game day?
Game day.
Okay.
It's sales game day.
I'm meeting with someone that can say yes to me, or at least I think he or she can say yes to me because they told me that they were the decision maker.
Yeah.
You may want to start out by not asking, are you the decision maker, but rather, how will the decision be made? That's a differentiator.
Yeah, because are you the decision maker can be offensive to someone who's not the decision maker.
Yeah, like okay? I decide shit around here. This is
you
my
do,
whole.
Jeffrey.
That's correct. I do. I decide everything except what we're doing tonight or tomorrow. I decided, for example, it was my
no
decision.
Comment.
It was my decision to invade Iraq, which we did. And then after that, Jen decided everything else. Okay, but.
Oh, man.
Okay, but here's the deal. When it's game day for you, you have a special preparation that you have to have the night before. You have to be completely ready about ideas and questions that will help the other person. Not anything having to do with you. How do they win as a result of buying your product? If you are not prepared with that, you are not prepared to win.
And then what is your schedule when you wake up in the morning? Okay, you need to wake up early. You can't be like in a rush and all flustered and worrying.
Right.
If you're spending time worrying that you're going to get to the sales game day decision maker late.
On time.
Okay, or if you're going to get there on time. That's a stupid distraction. Why do you need to worry yourself with that? You should be pumping yourself up the entire way there by either listening to something inspirational or blasting out music and singing along. I do that, you know.
And the late, great Earl Pertner, who said to me about 150 times, if you're not a half an hour early, you're late.
Oh, man.
And how many people, quote, get to work, quote, on time? I mean, can you imagine getting to a baseball game 5 minutes before game time?
A baseball player would never do that. Can they even play if they only get there?
They would probably
be there.
They would
probably be there super early to sign in or something and get their name on a roster. I don't know much about sports, but I'm just assuming here.
Yeah, so don't admit it.
I'm just assuming here.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, you're the baseball player. You're the freaking star. Why would you show up 5 minutes before the meeting?
Answer, I don't know.
So if you're just joining us, this is Sell or Die. We are going live on Facebook, but it goes live on our Sell or Die podcast feed every single day. We give you sales and personal development tips. And today we are talking about spring training and getting back to your sales fundamentals.
So if you're listening right now live, if you're on the live bar, why don't you put in one idea that you have about what it takes to be able to get ready for spring training and start the season. And I know a lot of you are ball players, Glenn, and I know that you understand the fundamentals of what it takes to be able to get in shape, sales shape, not baseball shape, sales shape. And there's plenty of I'm going to say minor things that can happen along the way that will ruin a game, like making an error. Either a mental error, like forgetting to back up the second baseman, or a physical error, dropping the fly ball that you could have easily caught. So there's all kinds of things that you have to do that are foundational to the game, fundamental to the game, and you have to know the rules and what to do and what the strategies are. So I'm looking at this from a standpoint of you as a salesperson. You're going out to make a big presentation today. And you think that by getting your slides ready and your business cards all stacked up in a row, that you're ready. No, dude, you're not even close to it. You're going to lose the game to someone who is better prepared than you are.
Yes, 100%. Now, let's say hello to some of our friends on Facebook who are just joining us, like Doug from Muncie, Indiana, who says it's not a very exciting place.
Yeah, I've been there. I spent an afternoon there 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's a nice place.
Okay. Roger, hey. Ariel from Puerto Rico. Hello. Toya, who says She listened to the replay in the 2020. She's referring to our 2020 Sales Vision Group because I know she's a member there. She says, call Caesar Milan regarding the questions you had about your dog. We're trying to figure out how we can help Zoe not eat everything. Because last week she was eating a dime, and then on Sunday she was eating a quarter, and I just think this is going to get very expensive. Yeah.
And I asked her for change of a dollar, and she gave it to me.
Right. We have Tom here from Houston, home of the world champion Astros. And he linked to something.
Oh my God.
Then we have Todd, who says that Jeffrey is getting fired up today. Yeah. Go, go. I love it. Mark Gassert's here. Hey, Mark. Bryn Toman, what's going on? She says, look at what brought in your best sales last year and do more of that.
Yes.
I love it. Farhat says, I make every week to-do list a plan for my week. That's great. Philberto from Chicago. Guys, thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us live. Make sure you share this out on Facebook with your friends so that they can get our sales help as well. We would greatly appreciate that.
I'm going to give you something that will change your life. Most people make a to-do list. I'm going to challenge you to make a how-to-do list. So it's not just a matter of I got to call this client. It's like, what am I going to say to this client? How am I going to get back to this client? What ideas am I going to bring to this client? How to do is much more powerful than to do.
And if you make that how to do list or to do list, but let's hope it's the how to do list, also make sure that you are scheduling time with yourself to make it happen. Because if you just have a whole list of shit to do, and then you just hope it's going to happen, and you're trying to do it in between all the other things you're doing, it's not going to happen. You need to literally block out time to make sure that it's happening.
Did I just say that?
How to do?
Oh.
I thought you were saying, how am I going to do it? I didn't think you were saying when.
Consider it reinforcement, guys.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm almost okay. I'm going to voice the text this to myself.
Okay.
To-do lists are no longer applicable unless they are how-to-do lists.
So, you guys, that's a really good point that Jeffrey just demonstrated, which is whenever you get an idea, you need to write it down. Put it. He texted to himself, Jeffrey King of Sales. I put it in my Notability app in my folder because I have it on all of my devices. But wherever you're keeping your notes, make sure that you're writing those things down.
I use Evernote. Actually, I don't.
No, you don't.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Glenn Bill says, look at your bank statement. That can motivate you and get your passion to present on a level that converts. So like a lot of people, this is a really good point, because a lot of people don't even open their bank statement. They don't want to know.
Really?
Yes. It's like this weird mindset thing that they don't want to know. But if you're this is actually a whole episode, Nada. I want us to talk about looking at your bank statements and actually understanding your finances, because I think that salespeople need more help with that. Yes, Nada.
I want to ask, if you are one of those people that don't look at your bank statement daily, who are you people, and can I have your bank account, please?
No, it's mostly people that don't want to know because there's too little money in the account.
Or too much.
Not really.
No, if it's too much, then you know what? Please, we can trade bank accounts. We can trade, but
I'm just gonna listen. I'm throwing this at you. You have a to-do list. You need to expand it to a how-to-do list, so that it becomes something that you can actually put into action much more easily once you have developed that mental game plan. Every baseball player has a mental game plan for how they're going to approach the game. And they put it into action, and they either hit 250 or 305.
I would say it's a how-to-do list and a when-to-do list, because you have to schedule that time with yourself. It's so critical. So let's talk about some of the other sales fundamentals, okay? We talked about what to do on game day. Let's talk about what to do when it's not sales game day, when it's just a normal day and you're trying to make those appointments.
Well, the first thing you better do is have an idea about the outcome of a person's purchase so that you can reinforce that as you're making your prospecting calls to people. So it's not just, hi, my name is Jeffrey, and we have a program that you're going to really love, and I was hoping to give 5 minutes of your time. Please don't hang up. Yeah. So that's what
Here's what I find happens. People make those calls, Jeffrey, and then they're so surprised when the person actually picks up that they don't even know what to say.
If I'm calling somebody about sales training, I'm going to say, 74% of the people who have sales goals don't make them. And I was wondering how many of your salespeople make their sales goals and how many don't? I have to get somebody on the phone that can help you with that. Oh, cool. No matter who answers the phone. Go in your spiel, no matter who answers the phone. They go, I don't know.
Let me
get you over to somebody that can help you. Okay, fine. And they'll give you to the decision maker. And rather than have to ask for the decision maker, just ask them a question they can't answer. And if they can't answer it, that's not my prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to, if I get through to the person, are you the person in charge of sales? Like, fuck you, dude. Don't ask me that question.
So
let's assume that I am and ask me a question as though I were.
Yeah.
How many people didn't make their sales goals last year? I don't know that. Let me get you over to someone that knows that. Okay, fine. I'm totally fine with that. But salespeople go through a dumb routine that is given to them by a dumb boss who doesn't understand how to actually communicate with a customer because they're in management. They're not in sales anymore. And if you're telling your salespeople to make 100 cold calls, go make them yourself first and let me know your findings.
Mm-hmm.
Or sit beside me.
Yeah.
I'll make 100 with you.
100%. Okay, so know what you're going to say when you get them on the phone and have a plan for when you're going to prospect, have a plan for when you're going to network, and don't tell me that you don't like networking or you're shy or whatever. Networking is going to lead to real results. It's literally how I built my business.
Face to face.
Oh my God, it's the best. And you get referrals. And then once you create this networking foundation
mm-hmm.
of people that you like and you're in a group with, they become your sales team. They help you. They make connections
yeah.
for you. They make referrals for you. And it's not just a lead, because a lead is like, call Joe because he needs this. No, it's like, dear Joe, this is why you should meet Jen. And this is why Jen should meet you. I'd love to take you guys for lunch. Or they make this introduction, okay? That's way more powerful than just knowing that there's a lead out there. Because if someone says to you, Jeffrey, like, I want you to meet this person, and they're someone you know, like, trust, aren't you going to go meet them way more quickly
every time.
If they cold called you they cold emailed you?
It's out of respect for the other person.
If they say,
I have somebody I want you to meet, I'm going to, I have enough respect for the person who's telling me to honor them.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing there.
Yeah. Now, one of the fundamentals that we've talked about on the show before, which is called, I don't know which episode it's in. We'll try to find it and link it to you. But
it's one of our last 100.
Yeah. We've done quite a lot. but we've talked about integrity and this concept of sales integrity and self-integrity. And it's not integrity in terms of, like, are you the most moral person on the planet? I hope you are. But that's not what this is about. This is about, do you do what you say you're going to do every single time? Not just to your customers, but starting with yourself.
So are you following up or following through?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the real question there.
Wait,
so
let me give you an example. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
So we are interviewing companies. Well, I'm not. Alex is interviewing companies that can help us with a customer service platform. Okay. And he interviewed 3 last week, and he's going to present his findings to us today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he can't wait.
All right. So,
did Alex get those customer service things ready? That's my first thought this morning, Alex, before I even.
Did you know he was doing that?
No.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, so Alex is interviewing these 3 companies. Alex, are you allowed to talk on the mic? Does his mic work? Okay, Alex, tell me what you told me before this meeting. So one of them is out. Why? So there are 3 companies, and one's already in the garbage. Why? Okay, but what happened before this broadcast was Alex comes to me and he goes, I need to talk to you about the 2 companies that I found. I'm like, oh, okay, weren't there 3 that you were looking at? He goes, yeah, but one of them didn't follow up.
Oh.
They didn't send the quote that they said they would send.
Now, there you go. That's
burn.
Customer service.
So he's literally like throwing them off the list because they didn't follow up. They're out. That's like the simplest thing that you can do. I don't even want to work with them. Don't even tell me who they are. I don't care about. They're out.
Zero hustle.
They're off the list, okay?
We want people what hustle. We hustle.
Yeah. So do you do what you say you're going to do? And it starts with yourself. So like if you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to eat healthy this week and I'm going to go work out 3 times this week.
And great. Monday you do it and then Tuesday you kind
of. No one else is going to know if you don't do it. The only person who's going to know is yourself.
Yeah.
And so your integrity needs to start with you. Fundamental.
Yeah, I.
Oh, they couldn't hear Alex. Basically, he said that they put in the quote at the last minute. But what I was saying is, I don't give a shit. If they couldn't give the quote when they said they were going to give the quote to me, they're out.
I agree, Jen. But I agree with everything you say.
Wait a minute. Wait. let's just. They're a customer service platform,
I got you, honey.
And they're not even serving.
I got you. Yeah, we'll get to that within 48 hours, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
I love that kind of shit. We'll call you back within 24 to 48 hours. Like, seriously, you're that busy?
Oh, man. We call people back right away.
In 2 seconds.
It doesn't matter what time zone we're in.
In 2 seconds.
Wherever we are. Anyway, guys, this has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
We have to go. Please make sure you share this with your friends. Coming up this week.
Hold on. Please make sure you buy your Phillies jersey and your Phillies hat because we now have Bryce Harper and we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
I wonder if the Phillies have a fight song? I don't think they do.
Maybe you can
not
sing
really.
One. Yeah. Maybe you can make one up.
No. He is not allowed to sing.
Right.
He's absolutely not allowed to sing.
I thought I'm not allowed to sing.
Yeah.
Well,
no
both
beer.
Of you.
How about this? No beer after the 7th inning song.
Oh man. All right, so coming up this week we have some amazing shows. We have Nikki Wells who's
Ooh.
Bringing on the
Ooh.
Woo. We have Heather Valentine, who flew in all the way from Canada, and she talks about building a luxury car and YouTube empire. She sells Lambos. I feel like you can't say the full name. It's not cool. You have to Lambo it, you know? Anyway,
I always say it. Yeah, Lambo is one of my favorite. I thought it was Rambo when they were first starting out talking, but then I realized it.
She is one of the, she's in the top 1% of car salespeople in North America. She is freaking phenomenal. She's
selling million-dollar cars,
Oh, my God, yeah. And she's not like the stereotypical car salesperson that you would think of. And so if you have high-ticket items, you definitely want to listen to this episode because she talks about breaking through the noise, connecting with her people. It's just freaking phenomenal.
I thought she was weird when I met her as a car salesperson and she didn't smell like a cigarette.
Oh, man. So, guys, until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm reminding you to get in shape, get ready for the game, go make a sale, even if your ass falls off. Hit a home run.
Batter up!